Yishaya Perikun Zion Pasuk Vav Leilu Nishma Savi Mori Pesel Davu and Avram Nata, and for Rafua Shlema, for Allah who need Rafuos and Yeshuos. We are in the middle of Yishaya destroying his generation of terrible immorality and vice, and lack of self-control and a lack of morality and values. Bechelkei Nachal Chelkeich. Your portion is among the smooth stones of the valley. Heim Heim Goraleich. These are your lot. Gam lohem shafacht nesech he'elis mincha. To them you poured libations and brought up meal offerings. You feminine. Ha'al eile enochem. Will I relent on these things? Such enthusiastic worship of adultery. In the valleys among the smooth stones where they're worshiping, they're also busy committing the most immoral acts with people with whom they are not permitted to be with, of course. They're profaning the physical act that can create children and having children born in the most heathen manner of adultery. This is what they say about Orpah. When she left Naomi and took steps back to Moab, she became absolutely licentious and turned her Oref on HaKadosh Baruch Hu and on hundreds of men in one night to the point where she couldn't identify whose child Goliath was. She became pregnant with great warriors, but she had no idea who the fathers were. Most confusing day in the Orpah household was Father's Day. Nobody knew who you had to get a tie for. And so this terrible practice, this terrible debasement of the self and one's own personal value, you have no shame. And upon this, I should relent? Enochem? I should allow this? Connected to the word Vayinochem, back when in Parshas Noach, Vayinochem Hashem, Yosa Esa Adam, God regretted Kivayochel, that he had made human beings who behaved with such abandon. And we're B'Tselem Elokim, but you use that Tselem Elokim only for sin. Zayin Al Har Gavoa Benisa, on high mountains, lofty mountains, raised up, Mishkaveich. That's where you laid your bed. You laid your bed. You're the female in this mashal being used. You're laying your bed by making these bamos where you're cheating. You're unfaithful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Gam shama lis lizboach zavach. And you also arose up there to slaughter sacrifices. So on the highest mountains, climbing, making a huge effort, like Bilam and Balak, climbing up to this escarpment and that escarpment, bringing your karbanos, idol worship in terms of idolatry, similar impulses by the human being who is being unfaithful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and similar passions and similar feelings of satisfaction that last but a moment and then leave you with ever-lying shame afterwards. Behind the door and the doorpost, you focused your memorial, your thoughts behind the door and the doorpost. This might be a reference to the unfortunate practice during the time of Yoshiyahu, where Yoshiyahu thought he had eradicated Avodah Zarah, and the people claimed to be completely loyal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But that's because the Avodah Zarah was split in half, half on one barn door and half on the other. And when you closed it together, it formed the Avodah Zarah, it formed the cross or the symbol or what have you, so that when the doors were open, nobody could tell there were Avodah Zarah on the back. But when you closed them, you could see it. More likely, this is more like the idea of adultery behind closed doors. When she's with her husband in her own house, the adulterous wife is thinking about her lover rather than her husband. You go through the motions, but meanwhile in your heart of hearts, you are disloyal in every way. We see the same mashal in Treyasar, as we'll see when we get there, of the adulterous woman being used to reference how we walked to Avodah Zarah and ran to Avodah Zarah. Ki me'iti gilis. Because from me, you focus your thoughts behind the doorpost, uncovering yourself. Like a person going in an illicit tryst. Vata'ali. And you went up, you left me. You left me behind. Herchavt mishkavech vatichros loch mehem. You went into bed. You made your bed broad and wide. Thinking about your friends outside the door. You get out of bed from under the covers. Out there with your bed. Ahavt mishkavam yad chazis. You enjoyed lying with them in visible places out in public. You didn't hide your adultery. You didn't hide your terrible behavior. It was socially acceptable. You have your pleasure wherever you see. Whenever you have an opportunity to commit adultery, you do so. The Gemara in Gemara Shabbos, Kuf Tes Zayin, says that you have to burn the Gilyonim v'Sifrei Haminim, the books of the heretics, including those who have Shemos in them, referring to early books of Tanakh written in Hebrew by early Christians who widened their bed to accommodate new gods, to modify Jewish beliefs, like Peter, the apostle from Jesus, who said that Jews should have more mitzvos taking Yashka as their Messiah. So without a Bible of their own, they used the text of the Torah and Tanakh, and particularly Lishaya, but broadened it, herchavt mishkavech, broadened their bed to allow for these additional pagan beliefs to pollute the Tanakh. So even though the books may have been textually accurate, says Rav Schwab, they were written for apostasy, and they had to be burned even with Shemos intact inside them. And the Gemara refers to it obliquely. But the idea that the use of Tanakh as zichronech, as signs for antithetical ideas, please ignore the phone, that's truly terrible when you slightly pervert, when you just remove the mechitza, but you add the church organ, like the reformers of the 19th century in Germany, terrible, terrible consequences are going to ensue.